You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Demil, guess you understand now why the farm is called Trotter's Paradise.
The first thing you need on a big farm is here. It's passion. You must have passion for the animals. I mean, you can't eat if your pigs haven't eaten. And if you want to give your pig anything to eat, so be it. But if your pig eats anything, it will give you any meat. You must convince yourself that your pig must eat well, so it will give you proper meat. So you need the passion and you need resources to do it.
Kwabena self-funds his piggery. The central theme for his business is from cradle to table, as he's passionate about producing quality meat from birth to when the pig is finally slaughtered. That means investing in infrastructure and maintaining hygienic conditions, and most importantly, good quality feed.
I knew that Ghanaians loved pork. So I knew that if I was able to breed good quality, hygienic, well-fed pigs, and then have them processed properly, packaged properly, then there'll be a market for it. So these are the considerations I made. But if I looked at the money side, what it was going to cost me to do it, then I already have started. Because it's capital intensive.
From 13 pigs, Kwabena now has over 400 in his farm. And after successfully managing it for 2 years, he's now turning to value addition. Next, Kwabena takes me to a processing center he has just constructed, where pigs are slaughtered and packaged as fresh pork, sausages, or baked for the market. Processed meat is transported from the farm in Obosumase to Accra, where Kwabena has started marketing to the public. One of his highly patronized products is a baked pork, or domedo, as it is called in the local parlance.
The pork is spiced and then baked. Most people have tried to duplicate it. So you find them parboiling or steaming it before they fry it, and it's soggy. This is made for health-conscious people, people who want to eat the meat without the fat attendant to it.
Kwabena hopes to expand his market reach after testing his products.
We'll probably have to look at another outlet somewhere where it will be closer to the people who really want it or who have tasted it and they want a repeat. But otherwise, I think deliveries based on orders that can be confirmed and sent through whatever channels will be one of our first options. So we can deliver anywhere and everywhere in the city.
Now, though, he's waiting to recoup his investments. Kenke and pork for lunch, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Well, you can watch this episode of a story about Trotter's Paradise on Business Live. That's at 5 p.m. on the Joy News channel, which is free to air. The Joy Business Van is supported by Joy Business and brought to you by EcoBank. The EcoBank Express Point provides a unique type of agents and banking that allows you to access basic banking services at selected shops across the country and enjoy EcoBank services after banking hours, including weekends and holidays. Locate an EcoBank Express Point nearest to you at selected Shell shops, pharmacies, grocery shops, ECG vendor points, and mobile money merchant shops, and enjoy the following services. Open an instant EcoBank Express account, deposit and withdraw cash from your Express account, current account, or savings account. Redeem e-tokens, receive international remittances from Rapid Transfer, Western Union, Ria, Vigo, and Unitylink from selected Express points. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. We'll bring you another episode of the Joy Business Van next week, Wednesday. Up next, though, is the Masterclass. Stay tuned.
We bring you joy, lighten up your night, cool your day. So when you feel lost, all you gotta do is turn on the power of your radio. Tune in, get joy.
Very good afternoon to our cherished listeners. We're excited to bring you yet another edition of Masterclass, your favorite business program on radio. Masterclass is powered by Joy Business and brought to us by Goyle. Goyle, they say good energy. Goyle, Yenara, Yedia. It's the 12th day of the month of August. Gradually, the month of August is prodding on. I guess we're in the 8th month of the year. Very soon, it will be Christmas. And yes, it will also be time for elections. Last week, we started a conversation here on the show on the issue of taxation, with a general overview on the issue of taxation. And we spent time here in the studio with a chartered accountant, who is also a partner with the tax unit of KPMG and has worked in tax for the past 23 years, in the person of Mr. Kofi Frimpong Corey. I'd like to refer to him as your friendly tax man. Your friendly tax man is back here on the show with us today. Kofi, you're welcome back to the show today.
Thank you.
Right. So last week we spent some time. Today I just want to go straight to the point because we had a few calls last week and people want to ask a lot of questions. In my engagement on Facebook leading up to today's show, between last week and today, I find that people have a lot of questions they want to ask because genuinely people want to understand. Genuinely people want to do the right thing, but it appears that either there's a lack of understanding or there is something wrong with the process. And so that's what we seek to do by educating ourselves on the issue of tax and our businesses and entrepreneurship here in Ghana. So last week we did a bit of an introduction. Maybe you can just do a quick recap for us if you like. And then today we go into business tax. That's correct, business tax. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass here on the Superstation Joy 99.7. We will be getting interactive much earlier in the show today, so do keep your dial locked right here. When we open the phone lines, we'd like for you to give us a call. Otherwise, you can also send us a text ahead of us opening the phone lines on 02443-40437. We do implore you not to text while you drive because we definitely want you to arrive alive. And so just by way of introduction, we just I'm going to go through a few thoughts shared by some renowned persons, or should I say persons of renown, on the subject of tax. Tax is one of those things that people are never excited about because it takes money away from our pocket. But without tax also, it's one of the most critical revenue generation points for any country or any state today in the world. And so definitely it's something that we need to look at. The basic tax rate across various countries differs. I know some countries in Europe are doing up to 30% of...
Some even do
40%. Can you imagine? So for every 1,000 Ghana cedis you earn, 400 Ghana cedis belongs to the state. Okay, no comments there. But here's what Albert Einstein, physicist at his time, said about tax. You would think that being a scientist, he wouldn't have had any thoughts to share on tax. But guess what he said? He says, the hardest thing to understand in the world is income tax. So if you have been wondering why you pay tax and why the subject of tax is so controversial, you're not alone. Albert Einstein also asked himself the same question in his time. He said, the hardest thing to understand in the world is income tax. And here is Thomas Sowell. Thomas Sowell also said the same thing. He said, inflation is the most universal tax of all. Inflation is the most universal tax of all. We hear these, definitions being thrown around: inflation, cost to income ratio, capital adequacy. Sometimes it gets pretty intimidating, but here on the show, on Masterclass, your friendly tax man, Mr. Kofi Frimpong Corey, will break it down for you and help us understand it so that together, as businesses, as individuals, as people, as Ghanaians, we will make our country great and strong. Mr. Frimpong Corey, just a quick recap. What did we talk about last week? Very briefly, in a couple of seconds, and let's go straight into today's conversation.
Okay, thank you, and good afternoon to your listeners. After last week, we discussed the general issues concerning taxes. We mentioned the reason why we are all required to pay taxes. And then we mentioned what we call the year of assessment and then basis period, which refers to the timing of repaying our taxes. I mentioned that year of assessment, ordinarily for Ghana, is from January to December. So the government accounting year is also the year of assessment for the government, which is January to December. Then also, I also mentioned what we call the basis period. And the basis period is also what I mentioned, that is within a year of assessment. And that is so because different people have different accounting periods. So there are some people whose accounting period ends in March, others' own ends in July, others end in August. So if your year starts from July and ends in June, then your basis period is June, July to June, but then the year of assessment still remains January to December. Then also we mentioned chargeable income and assessable income. I clarify to people the fact that sometimes you could be working and making profit, but that year you might not end up paying taxes because your profit that you make is different from the income that the revenue authorities tax. So I also mentioned the fact that you could also be making losses, but because your loss is different from your chargeable income, you could also end up paying taxes. So these are some of the few things that we discussed. And then also the fact that businesses or individuals are also supposed to register and get what they call a TIN, and that is tax identification number, because it is very critical and it's important. Then also the fact that for the various taxes, they have various tax offices, the small taxpayers office, the medium taxpayers office, and then the large taxpayers office. These demarcations or differentiation has been made so that it will be easier for those who are micro to be able to go to the small taxpayer office, where they have people there who have the experience to guide them through their micro businesses. And then for the large taxes, also for the big companies who are running millions and billions of CDs kind of business, to also have specific people who are there, so also be able to explain or understand their issues and be able to attend to them. So this, in summary, is some of the issues that we discussed last week.
Right. So these were very exciting areas we talked about in terms of tax. People phoned in to ask questions, and we tried to answer as many as possible. Today we'll start early so we can get as many in as possible. I beg your pardon. So, Kofi, let's go straight to today's conversation. I know we'll have questions that go back to last week, but we have to keep a certain chronology on the conversation. So today we're talking about taxes and business, or business taxation.
Correct.
Right. I know that's a very expansive topic. I mean, you're talking about withholding tax, you're talking about rent tax, property rate, all sorts of income tax, PE. Okay, I won't take the wind out of your sail. Take us away on that conversation. Okay.
So thank you once again. For business tax, when we say business, we mean businesses that companies generally are required to pay. So for business tax, we the more emphasis on companies or corporate institutions. So hopefully, God willing, next week when we come back here, we'll be talking about income tax, employment taxes, and that's the one that will be related to individuals. So, I mean, first and foremost, all companies or all businesses are required to register. And in your registration, you will determine whether you are a partnership or a joint venture or a trust or a company limited by guarantee, because our company's law allows various forms of companies to be formed. But regardless of your status, or regardless of how you are formed, whether a limited liability company or a trust or a partnership or a joint venture, we are all required to pay taxes. And then also, all companies are also supposed to register for a TIN. So every company is also required to register for a TIN. And like I said, based on your registration and your threshold, if I say threshold, it means the revenue that you are making, then the revenue authority will classify you as whether you are a small taxpayer, a medium taxpayer, or a large taxpayer. And because of that, they will give you an office that will deal with you as far as your businesses are concerned. So that is the general thing that we all need to know. So if you have a business out there and you are not registered or you do not have a team, then please, maybe you are required to now approach any revenue authority, register, and then they will give you an office where you will transact your tax business. I indicated that generally the tax rate for a company is 25%. So all companies in Ghana are required. But the law allows certain reductions or certain exemptions. So we have people in the hotel industry, for instance, whose tax rate by law has been reduced to 22%. So you are in the hotel industry and you make profit or you get a chargeable income, it means the rate that will apply to you is 22%. Then the law also allows for lower rates for manufacturing companies that are outside Accra and Tema. And why outside Accra and Tema? Outside Accra and Tema, because the government wants to develop the other regions and the other district or capital. So government is saying that if you're a manufacturing company and you go inside in a district office or a district area outside Accra and Tema, then you are given a dispensation where your tax rate now becomes 12.5%. If you go inside in a regional capital, so there are three distinctions. Those in within Accra and Tema, generally 25%. If you go, you are a manufacturing company and you go inside in a regional capital, let's say Kumasi, Cape Coast, that your rate is reduced to, and it comes to, I think, 18.75%. When you go to a district capital, like maybe my district in Ofwansi, Iribi, whatever, then in that case, your tax rate now is reduced to 12.5%. So it's also now open to businesses to now who are seeking to plan their taxes to know where then can I site my business to be able to take advantage of these businesses. Then also, if you manufacture and export, or you are dealing in non-traditional crops and you are exporting, the law also allows a tax rate of 8%. So if all you do is manufacture and export your product outside, your tax rate on your chargeable income is also 8%. So that's also a dispensation to promote export and other areas. Then also the other areas that people are also not taking advantage of. For businesses, I also want to go that if you're a business, the law allows that if you employ fresh graduates, you also have what they call a relief. So if you're a business, like let's say multimedia, and you employ fresh graduates, those who are fresh from let the tertiary institutions, and you employ a number, that they apply a number. So the number of fresh graduates over your total staff and population, then there's a reduction of taxes that they give, a relief in terms of taxes that they give you. That as well also to encourage that people are giving opportunity to fresh graduates coming out to gain employment. Then let's go to businesses that are into banking or financial institutions. If you also give loans to support farming or agri, that aspect of income that you earn from those loans are also taxed at a lower rate, at 20%. So these and many other more are the things that businesses are required to know. And then like you mentioned, also I also need to mention that the law also requires that all businesses, income that businesses earn are taxable. All business, so, and this includes your sales, your gifts, your realization, your assets, any other thing that relates to the business is taxable. So sometimes people will only disclose maybe their incomes that they have raised, but forgetting the other things. And let me clarify, sometimes if you sign a contract, and maybe the contract is abrogated, but you are compensated for the abrogation of the contract, that compensation is also taxable. It's also taxable. So people also need to realize that it's not only invoices that you have raised. So like I'm saying, if in terms of contract, you sign a contract to perform a service, the contract is signed and you begin the provision of the service and it's abrogated. So because it is abrogated, you are compensated for the abrogation. That amount of money that you are paid or you are compensated for is also taxable. So businesses also need to know that. And then, businesses also make investments. So though you make investments and other things as a business, all those investment income and other things that you earn are also taxable, even though some are taxed differently. Of course, in Ghana currently, if you earn interest as a business, it's taxed at 8%. So if you earn dividend as a business, because businesses also sometimes invest in other companies in terms of shareholding and other things, that also, if you are paid dividend, that is also taxed at 8%. But then if you are a company in Ghana and you have more than 25% stake, if I say stake, like shareholding in another company, if that company pays you dividend, the law exempts you from paying tax on that dividend that you earn. So these are also opportunities that people can take advantage of to ensure that they are investing in businesses that are listed on the stock exchange. They are buying shares in other companies to expand the businesses that we have. Then as a business as well, we are also required to do what we call withholding taxes. And that is one area that is a bit dicey for a number of people. The law enjoins us to take withholding taxes upfront for every service or goods that we purchase or we enjoy. So let's say as I sit down here, I'm a business and I come to multimedia and I provide service to multimedia. If multimedia is paying me, they are enjoined by law to take a withholding tax. The rate differs depending on what we are doing. For people in Ghana or for what we call residents, if it's a service, the withholding tax is 7.5%. If it's for goods, it's 3%, and it's for works, it's 5%. So if you don't take it, the tax authority or the revenue authority, they have penalties that they will charge or they will surcharge on you to pay. So these are also things that a number of people are not doing. And they are not doing the right thing by not withholding the taxes. But it's a requirement for all businesses or all companies to be doing that. So that is one aspect for businesses also to be doing. And then companies also by law are required to do what we call self-assessment. What do you mean by self-assessment? As I mentioned last year briefly, if you are a company at the beginning of your year, you are required to do your own analysis, what people will call budget, what others will call forecast, what people will call estimates, depending on how you want to call it. But the law allows you to make your own assessment that for this year, I will make an income of, let's say, 10 million. And out of that income, there will be expenses of, let's say, 8 million, giving me a chargeable income of 2 million. Then that 2 million then becomes taxable. as I've already mentioned, at your tax rate. So if you assume 25%, then of your 2 million becomes 500,000. So the law says that by, if you take the year, the basis period to be January to December, the law allows you to do this estimate and file this estimate with the Revenue Authority by the end of March of the following year. So if you are doing, let's say, 2020, that means by March 2021, each company is supposed to make this estimate or this assessment and go and file with the Revenue Authority. Once you do that filing, you are then required to be paying that tax that you yourself have estimated. So I myself have sat down and said my tax for 2021 is going to be 500,000. The law now allows me to pay it over a period of time, and that is every quarter. So I'm now also going to divide that by four and pay every quarter. Most often, a lot of people do not do this. And when you also don't do that, it's also, you go contrary to the law. But what others also do is that you are also required to revise it every year. So it's not that maybe you do one and it's cast in concrete. You also allowed to also revise it as and when your business changes, because maybe the assumptions that go into you doing it at the beginning of the year changes over time. So as and when those assumptions changes, you are also required to update or revise and still go and do further revise. A lot more people are also not aware of this and they do not also do it. So that is also some of the requirements that we are required to do as a business. So yes, I mean, a number of things are for business, corporate, individual, and it's not all income anyway, but companies also have a number of expenditures that they also incur. So like as I keep saying, you will prepare your profit and loss, and then based on your profit or your loss for the year, the Revenue Authority will also assess its chargeability in terms of chargeable income, and then they will give you the tax that you are supposed to pay. So businesses have responsibilities, businesses have issues that they need to deal with. Then as well, because we do not file our returns at the end of the year, a number of us are also not able to take advantage of the credits that we have. Because as I earlier mentioned, the withholding taxes are things that people pay upfront for you. So if somebody has paid tax upfront for you, at the end of the year, you are now supposed to sit back and analyze that my tax for, let's say, 2020 should have been 30,000. But based on withholding taxes that other people have taken, it's 50,000. It means you have a credit of 20,000. If you file your returns, you can apply for this amount of money to be paid to you, which ordinarily a lot more people also don't do. And they don't do because a lot more people do not file their returns. So I will encourage businesses to go through this self-assessment, to go through filing of their returns at the end of the year and take advantage of all these things that are available to us. And like I said, yes, we all do not want to pay the taxes, but it's a prerequisite that we get into it. And once you put our records into a proper state, we will then be able to estimate the proper taxes that we are supposed to do. Most businesses as well also do not keep proper records. And because of that, they are also not sure of how much they are supposed to be paying. And that is also one of the reasons why I should say maybe a lot more people are also reluctant, or they are not aware of how much they are paying. So they keep saying that we are paying more taxes. So what we are saying is that, look, put your records into a good shape, get it audited by a prominent auditor, or get qualified financial managers and things to manage the records for you. And then based on that, you'll be able to have a best eye view or a broad-based view to know whether you are paying more taxes or you are not paying more taxes. But without the records, then of course you'll not be able to do quite much.
Yeah. Right. So by all means, do keep records. I know you have a lot more to share, but I want us to get interactive, because once we get interactive, the phone lines will start ringing, people will start sharing some thoughts. If you just tuned in, this is Masterclass here on the Superstation Joy 99.7. We're spending time here in the studio with a resource person I'd like to refer.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
As your friendly taxman in the person of Mr. Kofi Frimpong-Corey of KPMG, and he's breaking it down for us, bringing it down to our level. We're going to get interactive in a few minutes, but before that, we take a quick break. When we come back, we open the phone lines. Let's take a break now.
The masterclass is in session, and you can interact with us via Facebook at Joy Business or at Joy 99.7 FM. And if you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997 FM. Don't forget to hashtag masterclass. You can also send us a text on 1422 across all networks or join the WhatsApp conversation on 0244-340437, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention, everyone. Class is in progress.
Welcome back. This is Masterclass. Going cashless has never been this convenient and exciting. Goyle's e-payment systems are now compatible with GH Link on the national payment platform. Now, you can use your GH Link card on Goyle's POS machines to purchase fuel. GH Link cards offer additional payment options for fuel purchases at Goyle stations in addition to the Go card. Every fuel purchased is recorded automatically on your monthly bank statements, helping cardholders track and manage their expenses. So go ahead and use your GH Link card to buy fuel and all lubricants from any of Goyle's over 400 stations across Ghana. Go cashless and protect yourself and stick to all the COVID-19 protocols in these times. Goyle, they say good energy, Goyle, Yenara, Yedia. I want to go straight to the phone lines and get interactive. Numbers to call 0302216541. That's 0302216541. Pick up that phone, give us a call. Ask all the questions that you want to ask or have always wanted to ask your friendly tax man. We're here in the studio with Mr. Kofi Frimpong-Corey. He's ready to answer your questions. If you have any questions at all, pick up that phone, give us a call. This is Taxation 101. So feel free to ask a question, 0302-216-541. Otherwise, you can also send us a comment on 0244-340-437. I've got some comments on social media, but before that, Kofi, just share a few thoughts with us.
I think I also just want to add that there is also this free zone opportunity that people or businesses can also take advantage of. And for to be in the free zones, it allows you a 10-year tax holiday. So what it means that if you set up in the free zone, you qualify to set up your business in the free zone. For the first 10 years, you are exempt from paying taxes. And even after the 10 years, your tax rate also reduces to 15%. Okay. So a lot more people who want, especially those who have the inclination of producing and exporting, I will also advise that a lot of them talk to the free zones authority, understand the conditions, and then set up within the free zones board.
I was going to ask, how does a person set up in the free zones? But I'll come to that. I've got a caller on the line. Let's take that call. Good afternoon. You're welcome to Masterclass. Your name, where you're calling from? Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Your line is a little faint. If you can speak up for me.
Can you hear me now?
I can, but it's still a bit faint. If you could just... Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
I want to find out the effect of withholding tax on a service provider. Assuming I provide a service for Joy FM. Joy FM, and then I invoice Joy FM. Joy FM takes the withholding tax from my invoice, but they have not provided me the certificate. How? What is the effect in the preparation of my account? And if I don't have the withholding tax, do I have any question to answer from GRE when they are coming to audit my account?
Okay, right. Thank you for your question. That's Dixon from Accra. I actually had a question in line with that too. As you're answering this Dixon's question, please add this one to it. So when you're answering him, the withholding tax certificate is not provided by the person to whom you offer the service. It's provided by the GRA, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Please go ahead and answer that question.
Yes, Dixon, I think you are right. These are, I must admit that this is one of the major challenges that service providers face.
The certificates are never ready on time.
The certificates are never ready on time, I must admit. And then also, the other issue is that sometimes people take the withholding tax and they also do not go and pay.
That's true.
They also do not go and pay on time. So that is also the is a two-edged sword kind of issue. So Dixon, what I would say is that yes, when I mean going by your same example, multimedia or Joy FM is required to take the withholding tax. So when they do, you are required to chase them for your certificate.
Correct.
So just like if they haven't paid your cash, so assuming that you invoice them 100,000 and they had not paid that 100,000 to you, I'm sure you will still chase them to collect your 100,000. So in the same way, I would advise that if they pay you less than 80,000 because they tell you they've taken 10,000 withholding tax, chase them to collect your withholding tax certificate.
And not just that, you should also ask for a payment advice so you understand exactly what. I've got another caller. I've got Kofi from Awoj. Let's talk to Kofi. Good afternoon, Kofi. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Talk to me, Kofi. Well,
the industry I find myself in is the transport industry.
Right.
And honestly, I know how big companies do their businesses, but then me as an up-and-coming transport business operator, and what I'm doing is that I have this normal trucks that I'm operating. I have this drivers that I want to do proper bookkeeping, pay them, pay their monthly salaries, pay health benefits, whatever. Social Security, I know I have to pay all those things. But when it comes to taxes, how I'm able to factor in those, I don't know where I fall into. You know, I don't know how I can say I pay tax with the exception of the VITs that I pay and I'll get my receipt and file them. I don't know what else there is in for me to do proper keeping in terms of
taxes. Right. All right, Kofi, keep listening. We'll try and answer that question. Kofi wants to do the right thing. He says that he's a transporter. He wants to know, apart from the tickets that he pays at the station, how can he do the right thing? Oh, Kofi, God bless you. You are a model citizen. Okay, I've got another one. Please write Kofi's question down. This one says, you didn't add your name. Please add your names to your questions when you send them. It's on social media. It says, kindly ask the taxman, should subsidiary company financial statements be prepared together with the parent company, or must they be separated since they are all trading in different goods and making profit separately? That's a question. You didn't add your name, so I'm unable to add your name there. Let's take maybe another question, and then we can answer them together. Okay. This one is also on social media. This one is from Isaac in the USA. Isaac, it's good to hear from you. It's been a while. He says, thank you very much, Mr. Kofi. I know you very well, and I remembered this voice very well with Mr. Alan Dennis at St. John's Methodist many years ago. Okay, so he goes on and on. He says, my question is, why are taxes levied on gifts? It appears gifts are not earned income. So why tax people for gifts received? Isaac Wilson from the USA. So let's answer those three questions while we wait for some more calls to come through.
Okay, I think I'll pick the transport owner's question first.
Okay. I think that's Kofi from Awoj.
Yeah, and Kofi, thanks for your willingness to do the right thing. And I would say that just the same way that you pay the VIT, that is the vehicle income tax, you know, the vehicle income tax is also a form of withholding tax for transport operators. So just like I was saying, you need to collect all these vehicle income tax that you have paid. And then at the end of the year, you will prepare your accounts. Like you are rightly saying, you are a transport owner. So let's say you have two buses, and those buses fetch you 1 million Ghana cedis at the end of the year. You also have these, your drivers that you pay. So those drivers that you pay, the payment to them becomes your expenditure. Your repairs and maintenance, your fuel and other things. So you cost all these things. Let's say those also come to, let's say, 800,000. So what it means is that you subtract this 800,000 from your 1 million and you have 200,000 Ghana cedis as your profit on which you are supposed to pay taxes. It could be that the vehicle income tax that you've paid over the years or over the months is now, let's say, even 50,000. But
hold that thought for me. 50,000. Yeah. We'll come back. I've got Oti Boating from Tema. Let's add his question and then we continue to answer. Good afternoon, Oti. You're welcome. Oti from Tema. Oti Boating from Tema. Talk to me.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Good afternoon.
Talk to me, Oti.
Yeah, my question is, I'm a tailor.
Right.
And normally, we pay the tax for the broadcast with the sticker.
Okay.
The broadcast. Like 3 months, you have to pay some quarter. You pay like that. But right. I want to know, my income I have as a tailor, how can I pay? And if, for me, anything I sew, I write a day. Amount I charge, I write a day. the expenses I do because of Joy FM and Asempa, the other man who do the task for us,
mm-hmm.
I've learned that anything I have to sow, any amount, I have to write it down.
Yes.
So every amount, every monthly, I know this work I did. And I'll take my expenses from it.
Mm-hmm.
From taking expenses, that amount I'll have back, that will be my balance, my profit. Should I take that, the tax from that one to the government?
Okay, so that's your question. Please keep listening.
My question, yeah.
Please keep listening. We'll try and answer that. I've got Bishop from Asante Mampo. Let's add Bishop and then we'll try and answer. We're writing down all the questions, so we won't miss any of them. Don't worry. Good afternoon, yeah. Bishop. You're welcome to the masterclass.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Talk to me, Bishop.
Yes, I want to find out. A government worker.
Yes.
At the end of every month.
Yes.
Income tax is deducted.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a form of tax that is withheld and supposed to be paid to government.
That's correct.
Yes, so is the government worker supposed to get a certificate for that?
Mm, mm, mm.
And if the government worker is supposed to get a certificate, how soon should that certificate be issued?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's Bishop from Asante Mampo. He says, the same way we're talking about businesses paying tax or being billed, debited with withholding tax and having to receive certificates for filing, should an individual who also is debited income tax receive a certificate and how quickly should it come? I've got Gilbert from Accra. Let's add Gilbert and then we'll try and answer them. Good afternoon, Gilbert. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Yes, good afternoon.
Your friendly tax man is here. Talk to him.
Okay. I want to make some quick something. The withholding tax.
Yes.
You do a job for a company and the company withholds the tax. The law allows the company to give you the tax certificate. And the template is in the LI-2244. There's an act,
mm-hmm.
the regulation, that the company can use that template to give you the tax credit, not necessarily from January. The company can give you. So the law allows that the company gives the tax credit to the person, the individual, the person who the tax has been withheld from.
Okay, right. We will respond to that for you. Thank you so much, Gilbert, for calling us. I think you should just add this last one. It says, please, the 10... You didn't add your name again on social media. It says, please, the 10 number, is it for the owner of the business or the business itself? If you're on Facebook, you're watching us, we're streaming live. You can watch us on our page, My Journal Online, and then we'll try and answer your question. You can ask your questions there, and we will try and answer them also.
Okay, I think
I've got another call. Yeah. Let me add that quickly. I'm grateful for the calls this afternoon. Good afternoon. You're welcome to Masterclass. Your name, where you're calling from?
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Yavanov.
Hey, my good friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Talk to me, my brother.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, please, I would like to know, don't you think that it is good for those who collect tax from the public to get involved with how they do their businesses? Because they also have challenges. So, assuming if my business, I'm making a losses.
Mm-hmm.
If GRA help me to improve my income, mm-hmm. they'll also get more income from me.
From
don't you.
You
think that is good? Yeah. And the second thing is, I know here in Ghana, a whole institution has been set up to educate people how to vote. But I've never hear people saying, you know, vote. They say voting is your civic responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hear income tax paying is also our civic responsibility.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lukman. Thank you. The National Commission on Civic Education is listening to you this afternoon. Lukman on Masterclass says that he doesn't hear the NCC saying that paying tax is your civic responsibility. But when it's election time, you hear voting is your civic responsibility. That's what he said. I won't add anything to it. Let's try and answer the questions quickly before we get some more coming through.
Okay, I think I was on the transport.
Let's try and do them briefly as well.
Okay. So on that, like I said, you need to prepare your accounts, and I'm glad to hear that you record your charges and things. So all you need to do is take your income, subtract all the expenses for the thread and needle and things that you bought from it, and then know how much is left, which is your profit or your chargeable income. And then, like I said, you apply your rate. A tailor as an individual, you do an individual, unless you've registered the tailoring shop as a company. But if not, and you are doing it as a sole proprietorship, if you are a sole proprietor, then you pay a tax. You pay tax as an individual. So on that basis, you will assume you give you the normal PAY, the employee taxes, which we I said I will discuss next week. But if you are registered this as a business and it's not a sole proprietorship, then you will apply the 25% rate for yourself and compare it to how much vehicle income taxes that you have paid. If your vehicle income taxes are more, then it means that you have tax refunds. If they are low, then you then go and pay the difference.
And it should be on its chargeable income, not on its total revenue.
Yes, correct. Right. It's on your chargeable income. That is your income less your expenses. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it's all about filing the returns, preparing your records, keeping proper records, and be able to justify with that one. There's somebody who was asking on whether a subsidiary, a parent company, should prepare financial statements.
Yeah, that's on social media.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, a subsidiary is supposed to prepare its own financial statement, but then the parent company is required to include all its subsidiaries' accounts in its books. Mm-hmm. But let me also add that each taxes are not on the group, the parent company or the group company. So if you are a subsidiary in Ghana, you pay taxes in Ghana. If there's another subsidiary in Côte d'Ivoire, you pay taxes in Côte d'Ivoire. Or the parent company, if it sits in, let's say, France, you also pay taxes on its operations in France. Putting it together or combining them as a consolidation is just for financial statement purposes. So let me also clarify that on its own. Somebody was asking, reading taxes on gifts.
That's Isaac from
Isaac, yes, I remember you as well, and I'm glad to hear from you. That's the law. I mean, of course, I mean the law says that if you receive a gift, you pay what we call a gift tax.
Ghana,
so
as for Ghana, we don't. I'm not sure we. Let me not say what I'm about to say.
So I mean, once the law, there's nothing that we can say about it. Even though I mean, technically you can see that it's not an income, but somebody can also argue that. Probably, if the person did not give it to you, you probably have found some money to go and acquire it or other things. So
it's a position of the law.
So it's a position of the law. We don't have anything on the matter. And that's whether people actually file the gift tax and pay. That is also a second story. Taylor. Okay,
I think you've answered the
question. Yeah, I answered it. But I've also clarified there that I mentioned earlier that people for companies are supposed to do a self-assessment. You do your own self-estimate. There are also a category of people that the law also perceive that they cannot do those self-assessment. So it gives the Commissioner General the authority or the power to assess taxes on them for them to pay quarterly. So what it means is that especially for small-scale traders who do not have the accounting background and they need to keep records, what the Commissioner General, the law allows him to do is that, okay, the Commissioner General will do the estimate for you. And then he said, okay, if I look at your business, this year, maybe you make income of 150,000, and because of that, you should be paying taxes of 30,000 right. every quarter. So, is the Commissioner General who levy that?
Okay.
If you believe that it's more than what you are paying, once again at the end of the year, put all your records together, and then estimate how much you felt that you have done compared to how much they are charging you, and once again file your returns to be able to decide whether they're charging you more than necessary.
Or less. Lukman was asking that shouldn't the GRA also be interested in how I run my business instead of just taking a tax from me? If they help me, they can get more money.
You know, there's an aspect of GRA's operation that they call tax audit. Okay. And some of the objectives of the tax audit is also to educate taxpayers.
Okay.
And also to take them through how they are even put their records together and other things. So I'll expect that those people in that section, mm-hmm. when they go out to do tax audit or tax visits, also educate the people from time to time or look at their operations to be able to help them on how to go about some of those things.
I've got Williams from Akuse on social media. William says, how do you decide on which rate to apply for withholding tax for a job that comprises the delivery of goods and provision of services combined? Example, supply and install of air condition. Invoice is not itemized, please. Then he goes on to say, how do you differentiate between works and services? Is weeding contract works or services?
I guess that is a good one, and I'm sure we all face these kind of questions from time to time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is something that we call incidental. So, if the rule that you use that if one is incidental to the other, then you apply the rates of the other. So, let's say the work I do for you involves two things, but one is incidental to the other. So, I'm doing this only before I can accomplish that one. Then I will use the rates on the one that I'm accomplishing for you. that this this one is coming in because I will need it. And let me use, let's say,
let's use his example.
Yeah.
Supply and install of air condition.
Yeah. So, if the person does not divide, clearly distinguish this one, then you apply the installation rate.
Okay.
And the installation is seen as a service that you are providing.
Right.
So in that case, they will do 7.5%.
Okay.
But if you are able to itemize and say, okay, I bought air condition, 3 air conditions, mm-hmm. and then air condition now becomes a good. So you apply the rate for a good, which is 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So that sometimes that is where the works usually will involve maybe construction and other business. That's where, in the strictest terms, we use the works. Other than that, all the other things will go to services.
Okay. Is within contract works or services?
I think if you are going to do, you are providing a service to somebody, so I'm sure they will charge you.
Okay, this one is from Adjoa Fosua in Hacho. Hold on one second. Okay, Adjoa says, excellent presentation from Kofi, an excellent topic for masterclass. Kudos to you both. Okay, thank you. This is Adjoa Fosua from Hacho. Okay, so there's someone else here who's asking, please ask your resource person for me about the 7.5 CIT and 7% VAT. Are they all withheld from the same amount? Which of these amounts should the withholding tax be done on? Cost of 2,000, cost plus levy of 2,100, cost plus levy plus VAT of 2,362. Stephen from Legon. If we can do this in a minute, I'll be grateful because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Otherwise, we can pick the question and then answer it properly next week when we come.
No, I think CIT withholding tax is completely different from 7% VAT. So the two are completely different.
Okay.
CIT withholding tax, VAT will be on the 2,000, and CIT will also be, the 7.5% will also be on the 2,000. So for his, because the levies, you don't take withholding tax on the levies. And they introduced these ones because people were also taking the VAT and they were also not paying. So that's how come it came. So the two are completely different and you file them separately. What I will add is that not all companies are mandated to take the 7% VAT, but for 7.5%, every company is allowed to take. Let me quickly touch base on one question that somebody asked that we wrote out. I think we haven't touched on.
Okay.
You were asking
in 30 seconds.
Yes, a thing is for owner or business. A thing is for both. You take a thing for your business and you also take a personal thing. So there are two people there, one for individual and one for company. And I also like the guy who said that airline allows companies to give the withholding tax. Yes, the law allows it, but currently the GRA is not implementing that one. So a company cannot on its own write a withholding tax certificate for you because the LI says so. The community then needs to give implementation guidelines, which has not been provided yet.
Right.
So that is not being applied. So I needed to clarify that.
Okay.
Yes.
So even though it's in the LI.
It's in the LI, it's not being applied.
It's not being applied.
So when they pay, they take your tax, they're supposed to go and pay to the GRA and get the certificate from there. When implementation guidelines come, then companies can now sit in their office and issue, just like they issue VAT certificate invoice, to also issue that one to people.
Okay, so I've got Lexus. Is it Lexus? Okay, Lexus from First Fund. And he says that, no, this is Fred Loglu from First Fund. He says, how do they get in touch with you after the show or perhaps with KPMG?
Okay, I think they can come to us in KPMG.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Office is at Abilimpi.
Okay.
So you can locate us at Abilimpi. I'm sure when you talk to the producers as well, they also have our numbers.
Okay.
And you can
okay.
You can reach
I'll take out for today.
Okay.
10 seconds. What should people remember from today's conversation?
Only they should be mindful of their obligations as far as reading tax is concerned, because that is one key area that a lot